internet. You made a terrible mistake. More than you know.
Yeah.
I decided that this would be a good morning to get gronked.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh.
Look at that guy. He's a football man. See? See? He's like, look at me.
Tastes like unbridled enthusiasm and accidental racist jokes.
Yeah, that's the stuff. It says right here, he's a beast on the football field and a party animal in the off-season.
He's the dumbest motherfucker. I think he means well, but he is so dumb.
He does not get hype. He stays hype.
Yeah.
It tastes like bootleg Red Bull.
Pretty sure. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Well, now you gotta complete the set and start drinking that weird, like, fucking ion water that Tom Brady's hawking with his, health guru dude.
No. I have my limits.
Come on, man. You need electrolytes. You need them, and you need different kinds of electrolytes.
Ironically, buying the Gronk energy drink is one thing. Supporting Tom Brady in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, fair enough. There's a really good article that came out a day or two ago about Tom Brady's completely insane social media presence on, like, Instagram and Facebook, where he posts these cartoons that no one knows exactly who draws them, but they're, like, they have sort of descended from being kind of weird, cute things about games that they win to borderline psychedelic, just fucking nonsense. Like, there's one where from this week where they played the Dolphins, and one where a dolphin is, like, trying to sell him, like, a gold chain or something, and Tom and his friend, who is an alligator, politely decline, and then shows the score of the game at the top. Like, there's no joke. It's just that...
What? Like, what?
That was the thing. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know where that shit is coming from. I don't know if that's what Tom Brady thinks is funny, but...
Why would a dolphin sell you a gold chain?
I don't know. Maybe that's just what he thinks Miami is?
Right. Like, yeah. Is it... Because if it's a statement on Miami at some point, that's like, hey,
Yeah, I don't know. I genuinely believe that any semblance of personality that guy once might have had has been completely replaced by the mechanics of football.
Sure.
Like, he just isn't a person anymore. He's just a machine that knows how to play football and has, you know, it's sort of... is able to exist in the world beyond that, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. He seems like an active fucking shitbag. But maybe that's just by accident. Maybe that's by virtue of him only thinking about football and nothing else.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that I think he just views the rest of the world as ancillary to football.
Yeah.
And that sort of makes him more of an asshole.
Yeah, all right.
It's not an excuse, it's just I just think that's the only explanation for why he's like that. Is, I don't know. Ooh, new Civ expansion announced today. I should see what that is. Maybe this will be the thing that actually gets me to play more than, well, okay, more than 60 hours of Civ 6.
Yeah.
I like that isn't a lot. Rise and Fall, coming February 8th. 9 new leaders, 8 new civs, new buildings, units, wonders, moments. Your civilization will enter specific epochs, like a dark age, and then you'll receive tasks to complete. How well you do will determine your next era, like a golden age or a heroic age. Alright, so there's like ebbs and flows to how the game goes beyond just like the road sort of...
Yeah.
build up. Cities want to have loyalty. If it falls too low, you'll face revolts and other problems. Okay, yeah, that was something that was missing. You can appoint governors to increase loyalty. If civilization becomes too powerful, all other players can rally against it in an emergency. During this period, other civs can receive rewards or penalties based on their performances. All right, yeah, that sounds like interesting, potentially, stuff. Change that game flow up a little bit. That is definitely something that game has been missing, is the notion of everyone kind of banding together against a player that is doing way too well.
I try to play Civ every few years, every few Civs I get to go, and it just never, I don't know, I don't know that I have the attention span for it or something, I'm not sure exactly what it is.
It's a slow-moving game, for sure. I just really like building up shit on a map, like, that's kind of the core root fucking lizard brain thing about that game that I just like doing. And Civ 5, by the time they got through all the expansions, was really... Civ 6 feels like an okay foundation, but it needs something else. But the Civ, like, similar to the Mario Kart Alpha Theory, I think the Civ Alpha Theory, sort of whatever your first one is, to one you the most time on.
Yeah.
Home of the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm. He's got a track with Yachty that's pretty good.
With Yanni?
Yeah, with Yanni. Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty, okay.
Yeah. Avid Call of Duty World War II streamer.
Yanni.
Lil Yanni. Lil Zamfir, master of the little pan flute.
So does, like, every SoundCloud rapper at this point also have a Twitch stream?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
All this other stuff.
Like, I'm not mad at it. It's, like, a completely viable way of shit.
Yeah.
It feels like that has blown up big in the last couple of years of, like, actually famous people, like, having their own Twitch channels or, you know, you know, musicians of some note. Like Fred Durst.
Right. Fred Durst keeps changing his Xbox Live name.
Just abusing the system, man.
He's paying $10 every time. He's got that kind of money.
Yeah, no, he's got that fucking nookie money, man.
Yeah.
It's Fred Durst's way or the highway.
As the famous slogan goes.
Yes. Apparently Dana Carvey's kids also Twitch channel.
Right.
In January 2016, Yanni released his 18th studio album, Sensuous Chill.
Oh, shit. This isn't no ordinary chill. It says, this ain't no ordinary chill on the back. Like, in a sideways
level. Yeah.
Slices play frame just rubbed me the wrong way.
Only the best dads get promoted to papa. I just don't know what that means.
I just don't think of... papa was never in my fam... Like, that term does not exist.
Same.
As anything other than... talking about the notorious B.I.G.
I used to call my my grandfather Pop, but not Papa.
Yeah.
Also, if you were using, yeah, like, if you were using it in the context of, like, Papa as, like, Grandpa or something, are you saying that only the best dads get to have grandkids?
Yeah.
Because that's weirdly judgy.
If you're a bad dad, you don't get grandkids.
That's...
If you haven't guilted your children into having kids, then you're bad at this.
Huh. Yeah, I don't like that as a statement, and I just don't think it's true. I just don't think it's an accurate thing to say.
I don't think anything about it is...
Sirius XM's electric area.
Alright. I'm trying to use Apple Music more.
Probably. Yeah? How are you liking that?
It's okay. Like, they build, like, they clearly, like, looked at Spotify and went, like, they just keep building playlists with algorithms for people of increasing accuracy.
Yep.
We should probably try to do that. And this is what it thinks I'm waiting on.
Yeah. Noted Sting fan, Jeff Gerstmann.
That's me. I like the Crow era the best. Mysterious at that point.
I'm really into the TNA Joker era, you know?
I mean,
I think that's kind of the highlight.
For me, that's like a close second. I see, this is the actual favorites mix for this week. You like the third Len album?
Who doesn't? Yeah, that last Spotify, like, hey, take a trip down memory lane playlist was, like, dead on accurate, except for its inclusion of Power Man 5000 in mine.
Mm.
That was, like, maybe the one where they kind of misstepped. It's like, yeah, no, I do like White Zombie, but that's,
yeah,
you maybe took a leap there.
It's interesting to see, like, you look at it and go, like, I know how the robot got here, but it's wrong. And it's hard for me to articulate to you why, because
right.
You're a robot. But I'm just going to hit skip and hope that you will eventually figure that out. Way worse traffic than yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it's just a College of Marin thing. They probably just have more classes on Tuesdays than Mondays.
Yeah, I mean, during my brief stint in junior college, I definitely tried to pack my classes into the middle of the week as much as possible.
Yeah.
Recently that Len is, like, still together.
Yeah, they put an album out last year, I think. It's not... I mean, the single was okay. There was one song on it that I was like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, Len, sure.
All right.
But the rest of it, like, kind of... This checks out.
Yeah.
I feel like it tries to, like, not pick the actual popular tracks, though. It's like the artists are right, but the songs are never quite right.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess for something you're, you know, theoretically getting updated on a weekly basis, it can't always be, well, here's Bow Down again. Oh, yeah, all right. I'm good.
I mean, if it really knew you, it would just play the Keith David parts of this album over and over again.
I think I did that myself here in Bad Traffic not that long ago. Looks like everyone else got in all right yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I was checking the Slack. It looked like everyone got in by the evening. Whole team.
Yeah.
Largest it's ever been. All in one place. The family.
Now to pull off the ultimate heist.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to steal Giant Bomb's Game of the Year award and give it to Nier.
Doesn't sound like much of a crime.
It will be by the time I'm done with it. Aye. How could you do that in the same year Knack got released? How was Knack 2? How was it?
I heard it was okay.
Alright. I didn't touch it. There was a morbid curiosity, but it wasn't enough for me to actually go out and buy that game.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't play it either. Like, it came out during PAX or something.
Yeah, so, it was, like late August or something.
Yeah, so I want to say, like, Brad and Ben covered it while I was at PAX. But I remember the word from them being like, this is actually okay.
Danny Hibiki says it is a 69% on Metacritic.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably played 2/3 of the first Knack, and I don't know that I hated it so much as I just got bored and stopped.
Yeah, I'll be the first to admit that my seething hatred of it was maybe like slightly higher than it needed to be. It just really bugged me for some reason. Just everything about it.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to have to ask you to get your things and go.
All right. That's fine. I realize we're a Knack shop.
Yeah.
No place for me here.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, yeah, that's the title. Welcome to ladies, only the 5 ones, you know. What is it like? Easy.
I find myself thinking more and more about what would have happened if Eazy-E had still been with us. How would Eazy-E's career have gone?
Probably pretty similar arc to Ice Cube, doing a lot of family comedies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a complete rebrand in middle age.
Yeah. 6 months in WCW as mm-hmm. the real Eazy-E. Like, if you think about it, like, almost all of the Eazy-E made after that first Eazy-E solo album is bad.
Yes.
There's, like, little bits and pieces that are all right, but a lot of it...
Like, Merry Motherfucking Xmas is all right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but as soon as it wasn't, like, Ice Cube writing it and so on, like, as soon as other people started writing Eazy-E's rhymes, it just didn't work anymore. They broke Eazy-E.
Yeah, so I think at some point he would have had to pivot into a slightly different career direction. Otherwise he would have just ended up in, like, MC Ren territory. Just yeah. rehashing the same shit over and over again forever.
I just wonder, like, if they would have actually full-on reconciled at some point.
Hey, you know, by the time they got around to doing that reunion tour,
yeah.
and everyone was just like, well, we can make a lot of fucking money doing this,
right.
I bet he probably would have been down.
Yeah. And then once everyone was back in the fold together, I think, like, you would have seen better Eazy-E material.
Right.
Or maybe not. Maybe just the realization would have been like, you know, like, hey, we like Eazy, but, you know, I rap for myself. I don't need to write for you, too. It's, I mean, I'll do a little. I mean, I can punch this up, I guess, if you want.
Yeah.
But... I still wish that NWA reunion would have happened, like, as a full album or something.
Right, instead of just that
like
series
two
of concerts.
Whatever it was, yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been neat.
I would have liked to have seen Eazy-E get his own morning political commentary show.
Yeah.
Eazy-E's hot takes on the day.
It's just Joe Scarborough and Eazy-E.
Mm-hmm.
Joe says something and just pans over to Eazy-E and he says, "You motherfucking right."
Yeah, that guest track Eazy did on Joe Scarborough's album was pretty bad, though.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, you know, again, like, you know, Joe probably wrote that verse for him.
Yeah. Joe, you know, for all his talents, not much of a lyricist.
Mm-hmm. I like his tone. He barks out the rhymes in a way that I think is, like, really aggressive, but mm-hmm. it's just the content is weak. Rats in the house.
Oh no.
Well, around the house. In and around, I guess.
Right.
I haven't really seen so much inside, but...
But in the vicinity.
Under the kitchen sink, there's a pipe that has a hole burrowed around it, and we sealed it up last year, and it is no longer sealed.
Mm.
So I've got my guy coming through today to seal that back up. My dude.
Send the rats back to hell.
That's right. It's hard, you know, there's just enough, like, fucking open, uninhabited grassland, or, like, within a few miles of where I live.
Right. They're
always there, and then when the weather gets bad, they seek shelter. You see it with spiders, too, sometimes, like, be walking along, like, the edge of the big field out there, and you will just see hundreds of baby spiders walking across the sidewalk out of the field and towards the homes, and it's just fucking terrifying.
Yeah, no.
Like, oh, God.
That is a very specific anxiety that I have about spiders. Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
No, it's fucking uncool. But that's it. Like, I haven't seen a ton of spiders.
That's good.
A couple here and there, but... It's not like the compound.
No, the compound was in a unique location, though.
Yeah.
It was all field around there.
Yeah. We were the only source of food in the area.
Well, you and the guy who was growing drugs.
Right.
In the other building.
Yeah.
Ate the drugs.
They became super spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Those freewheeling days, back when ephedrine was still legal.
And Liz Phair rocked the charts.
That's right. Thinks I like these songs a lot more than I actually do. I mean, I do. This is a good lead. But it's not in the mood for it.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, I'm trying to decide if I'm going to renew my satellite radio for another year.
You just not feeling it anymore?
Yeah, it's just not, I mean, for the price especially, it's like $300 a year or something.
Mm.
Like, I could take a fraction of that money, put it into a deeper data plan for my phone. Or I guess switch to the unlimited plans or whatever. And then just get all my music that way. Like everybody else does.
I'm still on that ancient AT&T unlimited plan from forever ago.
Mm.
The one they can't fuck with so long as you continue to renew.
Yeah. I'm on the... We get the employee discount.
Right.
And that discount doesn't apply to their unlimited plan. So, it would be... Nah, I mean, not like an outlandish amount of money, especially if I have a canceled satellite radio, it would still be saving money easily.
That's money you could be spending on rat traps.
Exactly. So last year we had them too, because, you know, as soon as it starts raining, I need to get a new garage door, is what I need.
Yeah.
There's just enough room under it for something to squeeze through. So I need to get one with a tighter seal. So I'm going to work on that as soon as we're done with all the Game of the Year stuff. I'm going to start making that happen. But last year we called the professionals, and they just came out and put fucking poison out. I was like, I can do that myself.
Yeah.
So this year I just did that myself.
Yeah, unless they're doing like actual like fumigation or something, I feel like that's not really.
Well, there was one of the vents for like our heating system or something like that, like had been chewed through.
Mm.
So one guy came out and sealed that up, which was good. But yeah, other than that, just the dude came out 3 times to set traps and check traps, and he was like, "Oh yeah, they didn't need any of it." Huh. Like, yeah, great, thanks.
Dan Bry says, I can confirm if you cancel satellite radio, they will be happy to cut you a 5 months for $25 deal every couple of days.
Yeah.
So, just saying, you could be
yeah.
You'd be living that sweet life.
Definitely, yeah. And also, I just don't need the package that I have either. Like, I have the one that's like, you can listen to Howard Stern. And I'm like, that's not a thing I have ever done for more than 3 or 4 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
And it's always out of a morbid curiosity of just like, this is still on, huh?
Yeah.
Man. All right.
I tried listening to a little bit of Stern stuff, I think, last year. It's just weird because it's like he's clear, like he still does like his show and his style of stuff, but like the interviews are a lot more low key now.
Right. It's yeah.
Which I guess is fair. I mean, he's gotten older. He's not as into the fucking, you know, just constant provocation shit that he used to do. But I mean, he still gets good interviews, I guess. But it just feels like he's mellowed out a lot.
Well, it's like it's good interviews, and then it's just at some point. It feels like they very much ran out of stuff to say, and so it just, like, I don't know, every time I turn it on, it's like one member of the show's crew being pitted against another, which
right.
has been, like, the formula for that thing forever. And so, but, you know, because it's satellite radio, now they're just, like, cursing at each other.
Right.
And
basically no one's telling them what to do anymore at all,
yeah,
whatsoever.
Yeah, just, like, being kind of shitty, and you're just like, at some point, these guys just all seem like assholes.
I mean, they are. Almost everyone on the Howard Stern crew is probably an asshole to some degree.
Yeah. See, now I want to know. Now we got to turn it on. Now I got to. I got to.
Is Baba Booey still around?
Yeah.
Because he had to pay you or something?
No.
Oh, the money from the weekend.
We,
you know, we split.
Okay, he wasn't too happy about that.
He owed
me
$47.
He paid me.
Yeah. I feel like every time I turn it on, like, he's just interviewing one of the show's hangers-on about some dumb shit that happened.
Changed. Right.
I didn't want to change. He didn't want to change. He's going to be a tip.
No. High roller.
You're so good.
Yeah, I know.
Keep the $3. Yeah. Go ahead.
I gave him the $3.
You did?
Yeah.
Boy, I didn't know he was on all those meds. When you were on the road with Ronnie for your big vacation, like, when did you take your meds at night?
I take some in the morning and some at night.
Yeah, so how do you split it up? Like, 6 pills in the morning and 6 at night? Like, what's the routine?
Yeah, pretty much that's how it works out.
How do you know which ones to take in the morning and night, or do you just randomly kind of set that up?
Some they say take in the morning, some they say take...
When do you take your stool softener? In the morning, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Did you know he had hard shits?
No.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
But it's still...
But now it makes sense why he didn't want to walk to any place.
What do you mean? I walked everywhere.
When we want, like,
yeah, it's riveting.
Yeah, right? Like, that's that whole show. And then they have this other one that is like a West Coast feed, and then all this like after show and after after show and all this other stuff stacked on top of it that just...
So did Benji win?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Maybe they should split.
Is there a shortage of food?
Yeah, I mean, what's going on around here? How about paying some people so they can buy some food?
Great. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, all right, now some real shit.
Right. The only thing I think I would miss from satellite radio is sometimes, like, the you can hear new hip-hop music,
right,
on some of these, like, late-night shows they do.
Plus, you'd miss Toka Tuesdays.
Toka Tuesdays is not quite what it used to be.
Oh.
I mean, like, you know, it's a good place to hear new shit from, like, fairly underground artists.
Right.
But I have not heard people report on what they are smoking on in some time. And this guy used to be the Friday night guy who wanted to know what you were sipping on, fool.
Oh, okay.
And now he does a morning show that is way less about
what you are sipping
what
on.
What you are sipping on.
When you go up to somebody, you know, like, hey, how you doing? Or like, so, you know, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? But you ever go to a woman?
What you
like,
sipping
hey,
on?
Man?
What you sipping on?
Gronk.
You want to call her, man? What do you say, like? Hey, what's up? How you doing? Or, hey, babe. But someone react like, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up, man? I ain't seen you in a while. You don't think about it when you say it. Anybody does that to you saying, like, by accident. But they don't mean it. But they're like, you know, hey, Sam, how you doing? Or, what's up, man? I ain't seen you in a while. But they don't, you know.
Well, you do it.
John Hickok asks, Jeff, what do you think of Jaden Smith's new music?
I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of it either.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
funny that you bring that up. I had a really bad moment yesterday where I called my girl too.
Wow, yo, yeah. You can't do the girl.
Yeah, I was like, what's up, dude?
No.
It's my girl. It was bad.
It's a wifey. What do you say? Like, well, that's what you know you're playing and she knows you're playing. Hey, what up, dude? Oh, what's up, family?
Say, what's up, girl?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? What's up, my brother? Yeah, that's, you're like, that's weird.
Well, yeah, that's weird.
Like, what are you talking about? A brother or sister? I don't know you.
Like, are you high?
Yeah. That's the shit. Oh, no. Speaking about high, her entertainment news, you were getting high.
Speaking of high, I'm fucking roasted right now.
You're high.
Painkillers.
Quietly.
Yeah.
What else? Got on Snipe Life. From D-Block, you'll be here. You got a song called out, Wing. It's, reminiscent of Black Rob's hit, Wall. But what's up, you say, Wing it?
Wall? That's always a good thing to say about a song. It's reminiscent of Black Rob's Whoa. Like, no, that's...
Okay.
Name that sample.
That's not a poll I probably would ever made.
That's not a good thing to say about a song.
Around summer,
I think, but...
You think you know hip-hop? Hey. And a drunk mix with me live today. Shout out the, Red Alert. Rella's birthday was yesterday. If you want to hear...
Love that Command & Conquer.
Yeah.
On my SoundCloud. Now, I didn't get a lot of tweets.
Got that Red Alert soundtrack up on my SoundCloud.
the music that was influenced from me listening to hip hop to Red Alert, what Red Alert used to play on a radio station so far ago. It inspired me to be a DJ. I don't know about radio hosts, that's but to be a DJ. Love the music. Go to right now, soundcloud.com/DJ Lord Sear. You can see the Red Alert mix that's on there. But I might do part two. I mean, I don't know. I'm seeing how far I'm going in the hip hop game. I love this hip hop shit, man. And you should love it too. The Lord Sear special, man.
That I'm custom made. I can't help it that I look good, smell good, can't dance all night long. This America, in my mind, I wear a Rolex watch. Yeah, I'm a cop, I get a set. Poppin' some pistols, y'all. Pounds, they were round. Got them back from Crystal, y'all. Lost a package, hit a wall. Got them back, I'm sitting tall.
Did you see that Ric Flair documentary?
Yeah, 30 for 30.
Yeah, yeah.
To be honest, I teared up a little at the end.
It's something, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I thought that thing was pretty well put together. You know, it was as far as, like, basic overviews of a career go, I thought
right.
It hit most of the right notes.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they kind of gloss over some of the stuff about, like, maybe why he left to go to the WWF and...
Right.
And why he came back and that sort of stuff, but maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's...
Something you need to get into.
Yeah, it doesn't... Like, the drama around that stuff is not maybe as captivating as it is to, like, the hardcore wrestling set.
Yeah.
Like, I think the way they kind of, you know, just hit the bullet points of that was probably enough for what for a 90-minute thing.
Right.
I guess it's not surprising that they wouldn't have mentioned that, considering a lot of that was in collaboration with WWE, but it was interesting they did not mention the part where he had the fucking breakdown on the stage at that WWE event, and that's what led to him leaving the company for a while.
Yeah.
And also Jim Ross getting fired.
What was that? That was the 30 years of SummerSlam symposium? Is that what it was?
It was at SummerSlam, but it was, I think it was 30 years of WrestleMania the thing. Because that was the one coming up, I think.
Yeah.
And that was the panel that Dan and I were at. And he took over the show.
I have that. Like, they streamed it on Twitch.
Right.
Like, 2K streamed it on Twitch. So, like, sensing that it was not going to fucking be around for long, I was like, I'm going to download this.
Yep. You made the right call.
And then it was immediately like, oh, but yeah, now Jim Ross is not with the company and fucking all this other shit. Yeah, yeah.
That is one of the most surreal things I've ever sat through.
Fuck, yeah. Like, what even was it? Was he, like, talking about, like... I remember, like, he was talking about drinking beers with John Cena and how John Cena could really put him away.
Yeah, there was that, but that was, like, more lighthearted than anything else.
Yeah.
Like, the two main things were, one, he basically took over to the point where Jim Ross literally threw his notes on the ground because he just, like, had given up.
Yeah.
And, like, there were other people there. Like, you know...
Yeah,
fucking
right.
Steve Austin and Rey Mysterio and, I think, like, Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, well.
Well, like 4 years ago, Dolph Ziggler, so, like, you know, there was still maybe some hope there at one point. But yeah, like, neither of them really got to talk at all, and it basically boiled down to Steve Austin sort of trying to steer Rick a little bit, but mostly Rick just drunkenly, you know, telling stories and talking his way through it, and then, you know, getting into talking about his Hall of Fame, you know, induction, and, like, putting fucking... his Hall of Fame ring on his dead son's finger as he was being lowered into the ground, and just the whole room just dead stopped.
Yeah.
Because, no, like, we're all just fucking video game people. Like, no one was ready for any of that.
Right, yeah.
Be the best arrest ever, and then I usually end up getting a date to a fancy restaurant and, you know, hook up on...
Also, that entire trip, I saw Ric Flair in the hotel bar literally every time I went down to the, yeah, to the lobby. Right here on Shea
45. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it seemed, yeah, man, that, his whole thing seems like it could have gone a very different way.
Yep.
If he had not...
But at the same time, that dude has dodged so many bullets over the years.
Right. Yeah. But then you look at, like...
Like, forged in fucking fire, that mm-hmm. dude is.
Yeah, yeah. Because maybe he was just built for it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, if you look at, like, Marty Jannetty, for example.
Right.
As an example of this guy is off the fucking rails and does not have the resources to take care of himself the right way and... This seems bad. This seems like it'll go bad someday.
Yeah, I mean, it really is just the difference between, you know, a wrestler people care about and a wrestler people don't care about.
Yeah. I know you, you've cleaned up your act and are staying away from the wrestling.
For the most part.
But what if I told you
uh-huh.
that they started very poorly breaking Matt Hardy last night?
Yeah, I heard they're doing a Bray Wyatt thing with him. One, it's too late.
Yeah.
Like, they should have just fucking... I know why they couldn't, but
yeah.
if they were going to go that route, they really needed to kind of hit it from the beginning. And unless they are planning on going all the way with it and having a fucking Bray Wyatt versus Matt Hardy match on in Matt Hardy's lawn, I don't think I care.
Yeah. It just played so strange with the way they did it, because they just had Bray Wyatt beat him in this kind of nothing match, mm-hmm. and then he did the fucking delete thing for a while, which he's kind of been doing.
But for no reason.
Yeah, but this time, they were just like, it looks like Matt Hardy's having some kind of breakdown.
Uh-huh.
Just like calling it out in the most brazen, just like shitty way, like, oh, okay. Like, no, nothing organic about this whatsoever.
Nope. And Jeff Hardy's hurt right now, right? Like, that's why he's not around?
Yeah.
I did finally sit down and watch the AJ Brock match, and I thought that was pretty good.
Mm.
It's the first time I've liked a Brock Lesnar match in ages.
Did they do more than what the last few Brock matches have been?
Yes. Like, and it's not just AJ carrying him. Like, Brock seems legitimately more engaged and more... Like, it's, you know, still a lot of German suplexes, but they're leaning into it a lot harder. They're making him seem much more like, you know, fucking Tyson the Destructor-like.
Yeah. Well, that's the last few matches have been, like, the opponent gets a ton of offense in.
Yeah.
Like, and Brock sells hard and like...
And it had, like, good psychology to it. Like okay. AJ going for the legs, because then he knows that's his weak spot.
Yeah.
And then fucking getting him in the calf crusher at one point. And then Brock just overpowering him by grabbing him around the neck and slamming his head into the ground over and over again while in the calf crusher was, like,
yeah,
mwah.
That's good.
Like, that's the kind of shit I wanted from this Brock run.
Right. Yeah, because mostly, like, these last couple of matches, like the Samoa Joe match and some other ones, were just, like... Opponent gets a ton of offense in, Brock hits an F5, the match is over.
Yeah.
And it just, like, they're trying to build this move up as, like, something that totally destroys people, but, like, it's already, you know, the move is the move. It's
yeah. Like, that's the move he beat The Undertaker with, like, we know.
It seems strange. It seemed like they were, like, going out of their way to try to, like, build Brock up, and I'm like, that doesn't really seem like the way to go with this stuff. Get serious.
Oh shit. Kind of get gronked.
Gonna gronk it up.
Yeah, I don't know. It was encouraging to see that there was finally a good Rock match, and they did a good job with that, but I'm still completely checked out of all that stuff right now.
Yeah.
I have been following New Japan. I finally caught the end of Lucha Underground Season 3, which was very good. Mm. Like, it was long. It was like fucking 3 episodes of Ultima Lucha.
Yeah.
But all of it was really good. And I don't know if that show actually needs a season 4, but I'll watch it.
Mm. See, Conan is doing the booking for some new Lucha-themed promotion.
I did not.
The company that owned a part of TNA,
the fucking whatever that amusements company or whatever was.
It was the company that was like the Bashams or whatever.
Right, owned. Those guys. Yes. Yeah.
Those awesome individuals.
Yes.
Upstanding. Gentlemen. Not at all. Anyway, they're starting a Lucha theme promotion, and Conan is handling the talent.
Sure.
Other end of that stuff. Didn't sound like that they had, like, television or anything, but
yeah, Lucha Underground has been a fascinating thing so far. Like I said, I think they've lost some talent now, and I'm not sure exactly what that thing's going to look like in Season 4, but, you know, the arc they built around their central characters was pretty amazing for that 3-season run.
That's cool, you know, no one's really thinking about wrestling that way.
Yeah. Yeah, just the character work they did on that show was, like, far and away more thought out and, like, useful to the stories they were telling than just about any other wrestling program I've watched.
Do you think the Bullet Club is, like, kind of played out now? Like, watching New Japan, does it seem like...
The thing is, like, their talent is really good right now. Like, the actual Bullet Club trappings don't matter to me as much because, like, the guys are all pretty good. Like, pretty good to great.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's like, and they're not doing the thing where, like, you know, Bullet Club is constantly running around and causing chaos and, like, fucking up matches or anything like that. It's just, no, they're just a dojo, like every other fucking, you know, Chaos and fucking Los Ignoborales and all that shit. Like, you know,
that's probably a better way to go with it, because that seemed like the sort of thing that, like, they're too over, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're too popular to be this, like, fucking tear shit up bad guy faction.
Right. And that's the thing, is like, you know, like the audience over there loves Kenny, you know, like even if he's doing heel shit, they still love him.
Yeah.
You know, they hate the Bucks, but they love hating the Bucks. So they, you know, it all kind of plays, I think it just plays better than when they were just trying to be, you know, the fucking NWO light.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like between like those guys and Cody and Marty Scurll and fucking, like, God, even Bad Luck Fale is, like, doing better work these days.
Yeah.
You know, Tonga's gotten really good. Yeah, I think they found a good way to kind of redirect that stuff.
And then eventually they'll just, like...
yeah, they'll break up in some spectacular
match.
They'll
pull the trigger on, like, the Kenny Cody stuff.
Yeah. But right now, like, you know, Kenny's got the Chris Jericho match at Wrestle Kingdom. Right. They'll probably do, like, a Kota Ibushi thing at some point before any of that happens. Mm-hmm. They got some time.
I am very excited about that Jericho match.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, that's a cool thing. That's got to be fucking cool.
The respective prides of Winnipeg finally getting together. Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that Jericho's, like, contract had finally, like, expired and he could just go do whatever he wanted. But that's rad. That's, like, a rad thing to do if you don't have a specific thing in mind for Kenny.
And it's a big match with someone who's, like, current.
Yeah.
Like, still kind of current, relevant, and good.
They can still totally go.
Yeah, so, like, that match probably brings new people to New Japan.
Yeah, totally.
To a certain extent. just fucking go. Yeah, when that match got announced, I definitely had the thought of, like, maybe I will watch that live.
Yeah.
Maybe I will stay up. It's always just the worst time. It's always like...
It's like 4 a.m. by the time they get to the like the main events and stuff. Like,
here's this 5-hour show, and you have to work the next day. Like, oh, good.
Yeah, usually. I mean, you know, now with New Japan World, it's really easy. Just fucking load it up the next day.
Yeah.
They're so good at getting those archives up quick.
Watching the G1 stuff, at least the shows that had English commentary, that fucking Don Callis or whatever, it's terrible.
I have not watched any English commentary on New Japan. It's
fucking terrible.
I watched a little bit of the new Jim Ross stuff, which was alright, but yeah,
the Jim Ross stuff was only rough because he didn't have the backgrounds of the wrestlers to play off of the way he seems to like to.
Yeah, he likes to be around and sort of see the stuff happen.
He likes to tell you where the wrestler played college football.
Yep.
And if he doesn't have that information, then he's not as good.
I don't think you could probably easily explain the university system in Japan to Jim Ross.
No, yeah.
I just like the energy of the Japanese announcers. Like, it doesn't matter that I don't know what they're saying, because I feel like they're really good at punctuating exactly what's happening.
Yeah, you kind of don't need it. On the Japanese language stream, do they still censor the music?
Yes, it's purely based on region that you're watching from. Oh. Like, they have to do it, I think. It's so like it's music
not,
licensing.
It's not even every stream. It's like, so if I was in theory, let's say, VPNing my way to it from Japan, then maybe it would play it?
I think so. Because I think they have the rights for broadcast in Japan for some of that stuff.
I just figured that they cleaned it all up at once just to say, like, whatever, this makes it worldwide safe.
Yeah. It's possible that they just, like, erased all that stuff on the archives regardless, like, for safety's sake, but I think live they don't dub the music if you're in Japan. I think Japan has some of the weirdest licensing laws of like any country.
Was it like JASDAC or whatever?
Yeah.
The rights organization over there is. It's just a fucking mess.
That's what single-handedly killed Rock Band Japan.
Right.
The realization that trying to go through all of that would make the cost and effort to make that game like 3 times what it was worth.
Totally, yeah. That was like, you know, I want to say that there's stuff around like the Rez soundtrack that was held up by rights stuff for Japan for a long time. And yeah, there's just a lot of fucking bullshit around that. I'll tell you a crazy story. So we saw a tour, right?
Back to the real shit.
Yeah.
I just want to keep saying Jazzrak in the Shadrak voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I still like keep occasional tabs on WWE. Like the last month or so, actually, I fell off big. I think there were just so many more games out.
Yeah.
That I just wasn't doing anything but playing video games. But before that, like, I'm watching Raw, like, most weeks, and occasionally catching SmackDown if I'm near a TV when it's on.
Right. Yeah, the only thing I kind of miss is the NXT stuff. Like, you know,
They had a takeover recently, and I watched that and just didn't even recognize anybody. Like, I just haven't been... Well, that's not true, but there were definitely people on that show that I was just like, all right, okay.
Yeah.
This guy is. Or, like, people I've heard of but haven't really seen that much of over the years, like I was like Bobby Fish and stuff like that.
Yeah, the last time I was watching fucking Adrande Almas was fucking just, you know, treading water horribly, and right. Now he's champion.
Yeah.
And apparently has a whole character now, and, like, you know, a valet, yeah. And, like, is a whole thing.
They found a way to make that guy work, I guess.
Yeah. That's the thing, he was always a great wrestler. They just never found a personality for him up to that point.
Yeah. And then, so they fucking... It's not NXT, but they brought Paige back.
Yes.
Which I... Yeah.
They sure. Brought her back, and they called up a couple of people.
Yeah, some NXT ladies. I don't know. Like, having her play this, like, invading person... Like, I just don't think she's, like, playing the character very well.
Yeah, you know, she's been out for over a year.
Yeah.
I'd give her a little time to just kind of find her, refine her wrestling legs.
Maybe been through the ringer a little bit.
Yeah. It does seem like the audiences are not being super shitty to her, which is nice.
Yeah. I am.
Okay. That's manageable. I like Paige. She's nice people.
I like Paige as well. I just, yeah, like I said, they having her play this, like basically playing like the Emma character,
right?
But serious. Like, I'm the one that started the women's revolution. Like,
I mean, she's always done the "this is my house" thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is just an extension of that, I think.
Yeah.
Remix.
Mm-hmm. Censoring. I'm running a number station out of this car. Morse code only.
Before I
traffic really takes out of you.
Yeah. Yeah, this spot right here is especially suck-ass.
Drains the energy in a way that not even the Gronk can repair.
And the Gronk cannot be asked to do everything.
Yeah.
Ooh, apparently there's a kill cam on the Battlegrounds test server now.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I heard that they were testing that as well.
That feels like a necessary addition.
Yeah, it's... If they can provide it in such a way that it doesn't, like, give away tactical information or whatever.
Right.
Which doesn't seem that... Like, it would be that hard.
Like, especially if you're playing solo. Like, there's nothing to gain from that whatsoever other than just, oh, that's what happened.
All right.
Well, we're here.
Yep.
We'll be back later.
With more of this.
Y'all have a day.
Mm.
Preferably a good one.
Eh.
See ya.